we're actually going to get to it. I've got five today. Lots of nominees, but of course, before we can discuss and put out the potential list of Crunch Time Toolshed nominees, we must call upon our landlord, our proprietor, to open said toolshed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
So, in honor of Nick, I call out NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman. You know, I don't care for NBA players in the Olympics after the Dream Team. Not overly crazy, you know, Olympic tennis. My exception's always been the NHL guys in the Winter Olympics. It's one of the best tournaments in the world every 4 years. And even though it takes place during the season, totally worth it. The intensity, the quality of a play is off the charts. Bettman, who looks like a fish captured from the pond outside the nuclear facility where Homer Simpson's works, is now pulling the plug. Here's hoping the next time he goes out onto the ice to hand out a trophy, he falls through. Let's get to the Duke men's basketball team. Sure, I've got an axe to grind. Sure, their loss to South Carolina Sunday night caused my brackets to literally go up in flames. But how did you navigate through the ACC season, win the ACC tournament, and somehow keep us in the dark that you didn't even have a real point guard and really couldn't handle pressure? And this just in, something you'd think a coach who's won 5 natties and been to the Final Four 12 times would know: you can contest shots. Just admit you were scared of facing Frank Martin and that frightening look of his after. I get he's got scary eyes, but that was a bleak performance. Let's move to state lawmakers, and in particular, Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson. He just signed a measure. Now, you got to realize there's fallout here. It's now legal to carry concealed handguns on college campuses in the natural state. In turn, that means sporting events like Razorback football games. Nothing says common sense better than SEC country, where they think football is equal to God and family. Get some good tailgating in, lube up, then pack 75,000 fans in when Florida or Bama or Ole Miss is in town. Jack up the intensity, passion, and hatred of a college football rivalry, and see how many people you can get that are also packing heat. Can't see where that's gonna backfire. Sooey! All right, in case you thought I forgot, the son of Northwestern athletic director Jim Phillips. He's the blonde-haired little dude wearing the number 4 jersey and crying like a spoiled brat after a bad call with like 7 minutes to go in the Wildcat loss in the second round of the Big Dance last weekend at Gonzaga. I get the crying Jordan meme is hysterical. This kid is annoying. Just reeks of entitlement and another insufferable, snotty little puke. I find myself retroactively rooting for the Zags in that game. I guess I've become a projector type. I see behavior and envision a future where every time something is school, socially, everywhere in life doesn't go according to his silver spoon-fed plan, we're gonna get another hissy fit. Hey, kid! The grown-ups are talking. Sit down and shut up. Finally, the NFL and their celebration training video idea. I have never seen a major organization so obsessed with controlling emotions and fun. They're actually putting together an educational training video for players that will show clear examples of appropriate and inappropriate celebrations. I'm actually with Martellus Bennett of the Patriots, who said, "What a waste of time. With all the issues the Shield faces, this? What's so hard?" Now, we're not talking about targeting or some of the important calls that could be difficult to properly get right. It's simple as this, right? If it's not taunting, causing injury, or delay of game, celebrate away. That's a big deal. And I've always been a fan of the Classic Celebrations, Elmo Wright's War Dance, Billy White Shoes Johnson, The Dirty Bird, The Fun Bunch, Butch Johnson's California Quake, The Sharpie, The Pom Poms, The Resuscitation, The Dunk they outlawed. If you can't outlaw dunking a football over a 10-foot goalpost, if you can't do it, all of it. This just in, there's something called joy of the game. All right, the kid, I'm letting him off the hook. The Duke men's basketball team, I'm just bitter and spiteful. The governor of Arkansas is an idiot, so I'm going to leave him off the hook. Bettman is a yo-yo. Yeah, you know what? We need Gary Bettman in our tool shed, don't we? I know I got my other hockey guy here, so Gary Bettman enters the March Madness tool shed to show you what a knucklehead he is. And with that, we close the Crunch Time tool shed.
My only focus is to play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.